At any one time, there are hundreds of taxicabs zipping around the streets of St. Louis. However, there's one that's unlike any other, and for those lucky enough to hail that special cab, they're in for a special experience and a free ride. Throughout this year, a local family-owned cab company that's been in operation since 1935 will be celebrating its own longevity and the 250th anniversary of St. Louis. And joining me now to talk about Lucky Lou, the special cab that's roaming the streets of St. Louis, is Basil Rudowski. He's the president of St. Louis County Cab Company, which also operates Yellow Cab. Basil, welcome to Cityscape.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Just a little background. I'm curious. I'm one that has never taken a lot of cabs in my lifetime. But what's the cab business like in St. Louis? Is there a lot of competition?
You know, there are some great companies in St. Louis. St. Louis, unlike other cities, is a lot of call-in business for cabs, a lot of local people, businesses, people needing to get to work, whereas other cities are a lot more touristy. And so in St. Louis, most people call for a cab.
Yeah, I was wondering about that because the few times I've used them, I've called because my car's been broken or something like that. But then I have this visual image of people out on a busy downtown street flagging a cab down.
Yeah. And people can do that in St. Louis. It's just not very popular.
Well, tell me about St. Louis County Cab Company. I understand your wife's grandfather started the business back in the 30s. What can you tell us about it?
Sure, yeah. He and two other gentlemen each had a cab, and they decided to put a company together. And so they started with three cabs, and eventually he became the principal and the sole owner, and just sort of grew as St. Louis County grew. They really were focused more in the county initially. And so, you know, the expansion of the population into the county really did well for the business. And here we are 79 years later with 250 cabs.
And it's the city's 250th anniversary, so that makes sense on some level.
I hadn't thought of that. But yes, that's an interesting coincidence.
So you've been doing something since the first of the year. You've designated a cab that you call Lucky Lou. And there's something special about the way it looks, I think, and something special about the way it operates.
Right. Lucky Lou, named after, obviously, St. Louis, the Lou, is a specially decked out minivan with a red and white polka dot bow tie on the front and some little eyeballs on his headlights and a premium sound system inside as well as some casino-like lights on the inside.
Well, Basil, so this is a free cab ride for those people lucky enough, I guess, just to flag him down or if he shows up, if you call for him. But free cab rides, that doesn't sound like a good business plan to me.
Well, we are spending a little bit of money this year with Lucky Lou, but, you know, it's all about giving back to the community. And the smiles on people's faces when they get into the cab and then they're informed that their cab ride is free are priceless.
Well, how'd you come up with that idea?
You know, it was really just a matter of, with the anniversary coming up, we wanted to give something back to the community, and we knew that would be a real zinger. We also like the red and white polka dot bow tie for a couple of reasons. St. Louis County Cab's colors are red and white. Bow ties sort of made the vehicle into a person. And, you know, bow ties, let's face it, they're coming back into fashion now, too, so people are having a lot of fun with them.
I've seen this show, and I haven't seen much of it, little bits and pieces on the Discovery Channel called Cash Cab. I guess you're familiar with that?
Very familiar with Cash Cab, yes. And once we turn the lights on inside of Lucky Lou, after we let people know that their cab ride is free, the effect is very similar to that in Cash Cab. I mean, it's you know, bells and whistles and lights and like a casino.
So was I right when I said, Basil, that I might be able to flag down Lucky Lou, but if I called for a cab, he might show up as well?
Right. Primarily, it's from people, because most of our business is call-in or using of our app to order the cab, most of the people that we get in Lucky Lou are people that have specifically ordered a cab. Of course, they don't know Lucky Lou's coming. But, for example, if I take somebody to to a bar or restaurant, and there happens to be somebody on the street, and I'm not already on the way to another order, I should say Lucky Lou's not already on the way to another order, then that person gets a free cab ride.
And they get more than a free cab ride, don't they?
Yes, absolutely. Near the end of the cab ride, after they've already been wowed, hopefully, with the free cab ride and the fun cab ride, we do have an individual polka dot red and white bow tie for each person that rides in the cab to add to their wardrobe as a fun memory of riding in Lucky Lou.
We can also go to Twitter at Lucky Lou Taxi, and what will we see there?
When Lucky Lou is out, the driver of Lucky Lou will often tweet about what just happened, or maybe they're on their way to a pizza joint, or they're on their way to the hospital to pick somebody up, or they've just dropped somebody off in this municipality. And we've sort of got a small cult following of people that whenever Lucky Lou is out on the street, they follow us on Twitter and they follow us on Facebook to see what's going on with Lucky Lou right then.
Well, is this going to go on indefinitely, or is there a certain time frame we're looking at here?
We've committed to doing it the entire rest of this year. And beyond that, we don't know. And if things go really well, there may even be an addition to the family, but we don't know about that yet.
Well, I want to let people know we have a photo of Lucky Lou on our website at stlpublicradio.org. We've been talking with Basil Rudesky. He's the president of St. Louis County Cab Company, which also operates Yellow Cab. And Basil, before you go, I guess I just have to think, you know, so there is, I guess you confirm this, there is such a thing as a free ride?
Yes, there is. In this case, there absolutely is.
So what does it take for me to get Lucky Lou here? I'm done with the show in a few minutes, and, you know, I could use a ride to lunch.
Well, it's all luck of the draw. If you contact County Cab and order a vehicle, Lucky Lou may show up.
Fair enough. Basil Rudesky, thanks so much. It's a great idea. It's been fun talking to you.
Thank you, Steve. You too.